On last week's episode,
another thing, the flesh beast we killed, we pulled Heath out from inside of it. It said Gazagoth.
He slaps you.
Oh, okay.
He says, how do you know that name? That is the defiled name.
I just told
Nobody
you.
Nobody says that name.
The flesh monster said it to me.
Dennis goes to the window and just says, bye.
Oh, you talked.
And jumps up. He was awakened, remember?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know what that means. Are you a druid?
No, by the time he says bye, he just jumped out the window.
I yell after him, are you a druid?
As we walk away, I grab a top card by the arm and I look, fuck you. I'm never going to abandon you. You can hate me.
I don't hate you. I love you. You're my sister. You're the only thing I do remember. Stop crying. You're embarrassing me. You're getting wet. Stop.
It's fine. I lick it all off.
Break.
Alright, and you open the doors to the brig, and you see a familiar face.
Who is it? Who it be?
You see the rest of your party.
Oh, thank God! Oh. I'm gonna run to Gangor.
So when we last left our adventurers, we had both Craggle and Kangor on their way back into town, following Dabuya to his father's place. And the ladies, our two sisters, were on their way back to the brig, where when the ladies decide to step inside, they run just into you two. Why you come in?
Looking for Mr. Buya.
Oh, Dabuya's right there next to you.
No, Mr. Buya.
Oh, Mr. Buya?
Oh, his father?
His father.
Oh, right, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, do you guys remember his name?
No.
No.
No, I do not.
Oh, somebody does.
Oh.
Sir Randall.
Oh, that's right.
Is his name.
I don't remember if Dabuya told us.
I don't think he told us.
Are we here? Yeah, we just showed up, right?
Yeah, you just walked in and met up.
Oh.
You guys heard the doors open right after you guys walked in the brig. And the two Tabaxi sisters have just walked.
You got my note!
Oh my God.
Feels like it's been like a month.
Oh my God.
But it's been like a day.
Did you get my note?
We left a note.
No, I didn't get
a note.
You left a note with whom? Where?
It was daggered to the wagon.
Where's our wagon?
That's a great question.
I think it got
Oh no.
I think it got impounded, actually.
Oh my God.
We just left it. So.
Oh gosh.
Well, that's a problem that we have to deal with. That's
come
fine.
As you go, easy, right?
Yeah, it wasn't our wagon.
I'll find another dagger somewhere else.
Oh, that is true. It wasn't technically our horse.
Yeah.
He probably took it back.
You know, that's probably true. Boris.
Yeah,
we didn't leave anything in the wagon, did we?
No, I have all my stuff.
Yeah,
did you leave anything?
I'm doing the wallet.
So
watch.
Far, going back, I didn't think you guys left anything.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Take your valuables with you.
You know, Craggle lost a dagger.
Oh, yeah.
And what'd your notes say?
I actually don't remember. It was something just like...
Ran off.
Kangor and I took off for a bit. Be back soon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
BRB.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very helpful. Thanks.
Oh, man. We saw some shit.
Go ahead.
Well...
It was
a lot.
We got to go see this like river.
I became a champion of Eldath.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that mean that you have to fight?
Were you not already a champion of Eldath?
Well, I became more of a champion than I already was, and I defeated a giant. A jellyfish monster was
you had
it?
Help.
It was like a blobfish.
I'm sorry.
Tentacle.
Why were you
octopus
fighting?
It was...
Okay, okay. Well, so we get there, and they're like, hey, you gotta go in this swamp.
Yeah.
And so we go, that's
yes,
how we...
Yes, because I trust people when they tell me to go into swamps.
We had to go find... We had to go find some
swamps. Do you really have the high ground here, do you think?
You're right.
Go ahead.
Well, there was a little girl.
There's a little girl we had to go find. Oh, she was in a swamp. Me. We had to talk to this guy named Blaggar, and...
Oh, Blag... Fuck Blaggar, man.
Okay, okay. I was getting the spoilers.
I'm sorry. Eldath, bless.
And...
But he was like a bug monster, so it was like...
He turned out to be a bug monster.
He was like, not okay.
He summoned this blob of flesh with tentacles.
Yeah.
And
pure evil.
He summoned Boba Fett?
No, a blob of flesh.
Oh.
Yes. Boba Fett.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, around the corner. He was Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas.
What? The Nightmare Before what?
Christmas.
What's Christmas?
That's
why.
Go ahead. Anyways.
The pagan holidays. Anyways. And he was like a spider. No, there were a spider. He was other more spider things, like the thing we saw.
It was crazy.
Ew.
It was crazy.
But they were on fire.
We just had to swim through this pond. We had to cross this rickety bridge.
Like, it was like a mile long, that bridge.
Yeah.
We almost died.
We got attacked by a demon.
Oh.
A demon? Devil?
Devil.
Devil.
Ooh. We got a demon by a devil.
Devil?
Oh man. We should have like stuck together, baby.
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
We almost died.
Yeah.
Oh, and they tried to fight off a gang too.
I passed out.
Oh no.
Oh man.
I'm back now.
Craggle passed out.
Yep.
I saved him.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yep.
I have to talk to you about something, Kangor, but we can save that for another time.
Secrets don't make friends, Othril.
You're right. When you're
I
right,
know.
You're right. Don't get close to giant swamp frogs.
I don't plan on it. Swamps are made of water, and I don't like that.
Don't.
They'll eat you.
Trust
cat
cows.
Don't trust cats. But
says the.
But your cats.
Tabaxi.
Yeah, don't trust me either. But that's a different story entirely.
No. There was a person. Her name was Asparagus, and she was a bitch.
Her name wasn't Asparagus, but it was something like that.
It was Asparagus. Her name was Asparagus, and I hated
like?
It so much. Asparagus.
That can't be right.
Her name is Asparagus.
You're right. Her name is Asparagus. Listen.
Sounds made up.
It does sound made up. I agree.
Ours sounds made up.
I thought it was stupid.
Who, Blaggar?
Yeah.
No, Tangor, that's a normal
Braggle.
Name.
No, like the bug guy.
Oh.
Turned into bugs.
Blaggar.
Anyways, we both seem to have...
this is too much. I'm getting some drinks.
Stranger than fiction.
Crazy. Oh, no, hold on. We may have gotten on the wrong side of a gang, though.
Great.
Oh, what gang?
Love hearing about...
Muscle Wizards?
Gang activity.
Muscle Wizards?
I know, it's really
also
stupid.
Also sounds made up.
It's super stupid. So it's this gang...
Yeah.
That they're just like regular dudes, and they're like, oh, we're muscle wizards, and you're like, haha, I could kick your ass. And then they have a potion that makes them like giant.
Oh,
I'm no stranger to this gang activity. What do I know about the muscle wizards?
You don't really know much about the muscle wizards. Why don't you go ahead and just at least give me a history check?
Dun dun dun.
Five.
Yeah, no. This was a completely new gang for you.
I probably would have. That'd be the first thing I open with people when I meet them. It's like, do you know there's a gang called the Muscle Wizards? If I did know about them.
Actually, why don't you give me another history roll just for Ghost Dwarf?
We have. We have their. We have some potions.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I do.
We don't know that
18.
Those are.
18. So
no.
You think that the Muscle Wizards
have,
is a new gang because you can remember. There's three other gangs in this particular ward.
Okay.
Oh, I think that is muscle juice.
Yeah.
You know of the High Tops.
Those are healing potions.
Okay.
And you also know of...
They like shoes.
But I have
And you also know of the Beastmen. Yeah.
Real creative folks here.
And the third one, which you thought was a gang, but you I guess you've thought out wrong now, is the Brigands.
Okay.
Because it seems as the Brigands have now gone official.
Because they're running the jail.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
It's not a
jail.
Yeah. I wonder. What do you guys want to drink?
Water.
As you guys play catch up, you guys notice that a human-sized Goliath in a tunic and, just kind of... I would say he's just like a
you're
tunic
right.
and pants and
he decided
and
not to wear
boots.
The tattoos.
And a... slightly taller, a human man with silver hair, silver armor, and a strange-looking sword sheathed next to his side comes up, and you two know Dabuya, as he brings up. He's like,
"Oh,
I would like you guys to meet my father, Sir Randall."
Oh, there he is.
Mm.
The father, these are the men that I told you about that were there that helped me to save the people of Eldath.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is Dabuya. You too.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's really cool. He wasn't cool at the beginning, but then we became friends.
He was fine the whole time and only got better.
I'm glad you're making friends, Kangol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good to be friends.
Yeah, and Dabuyo will give you a light punch on the shoulder. He's like, oh, he's just kidding. Like,
yeah, I'll punch him a little harder on the shoulder.
And he'll clap harder back to you.
Come on, guys.
Do a big clap harder in the back.
We stand around.
He'll put his hand on your shoulder.
I'll put him in mine.
Squeeze. He's like, please don't. You can see that a tear is starting to form up in his eye.
Oh, Dabuya. Classic Dabuya. He cries a lot.
This is true.
Yeah, Sir Randall's going to be like, boys, come on. Dabuya, you're starting to get emotional. You know what happens when you get emotional? Just like your mother.
I don't like him.
This is really toxic.
I don't like him at all.
I'm going to go get those drinks now.
We met, I believe, Sir Randall's tag team partner. Right? Dabuya's tag team partner.
Oh.
Yep.
You met Vicorius? Mm-hmm. And Dabuya's like, oh, you met Vicorius as well?
Yeah.
Where is he? I've been waiting for him all day. He was supposed to come with us to Eldak, but he went off to go and see his mother instead.
Yeah. That's where we saw him in the slums.
Yeah, that's where his mother lives.
Yeah, that's where he was.
Oh.
We saw him.
Oh, and he didn't return back with you?
He had to make a delivery.
A delivery? Where did he have to make a delivery to?
He's taking asparagus to the law.
What?
Oh, yeah. We got into this whole big thing. We kind of disbanded a gang, maybe? Maybe? Or we're on the... listen. The details are kind of hazy. I passed out recently. I'm fine. Just a lot happened, and he had to go to the law people. He'll probably turn up.
Oh.
Dewey was like, I must go find him. I'll be right back. And he goes and he heads out the door.
Bye, Dabuya.
And Seren will be like, he'll come to you, both Craggle and Kangor. And he's like, thanks so much for looking after my son. I know he can be somewhat of, like I said before, emotional, and he can't really control his feelings. I hope his...
I mean, it only helped what we were doing.
He's getting better with that. You know, he's half a Goliath, so when he gets emotional, his Goliath strength just kind of comes out, and he doesn't really control it that well.
It was great. We loved it.
Yeah,
he's racist.
Yeah. Well, he did more damage with his fist than I did with my raging battle axe, so I'm impressed.
Well, tell me, how did he do out there? I'm terribly afraid for him going out there really adventuring. Ooh. I mean, you know, him and Vicorius doing, you know, battle arena, I'm totally okay with, because there's some safety there, but I don't want him going out on adventures, because he's my only son. I can't lose him. Ooh. I mean, after I've lost, you know, his mother, and he's all I have left.
Yeah.
Good parents don't let their kids become adventurers. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. True. Sir, your son fought bravely and saved us from bug monster and squid monster, both. We would both have been dead without him and his help. And I praise Eldath that he was sent to us, and he is a great fellow and should be doing more to help the people.
That's what he said. He always wanted to be a hero of the people. Tell you what, why don't I go in and buy you drinks, and he's going to notice you too, and you are...
I am Odd Thrill, and this is my sister, Top Card.
Okay.
We met Vicorius. That's really all we have. We just showed up here.
Oh, so. you were with Vicorius as well?
Yes, we were with Vicorius.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You were there when we just said we ran into him in the slums, so...
She's in a bad mood. We've had a long day.
Looks like you guys could use a drink as well.
Please.
Would you like to join our party?
Oh, yeah, they're with us.
Oh, they are with you.
Would you like to join our party?
Yeah.
Actually,
please,
it's fine.
Allow me. And he'll go ahead and he'll take you from the lobby into the massive hall that is in the next door. You'll see it's a very, very large, long room with several tables around. A large bulletin board is off to the side with several papers that are all tacked onto it as well. There's a large bar over in the back, and as you go through, you can see a multitude of mercenaries just milling about, having their drinks, such as a young group of tieflings, all kind of playing a strange game of dice, but using magic for playing it. It's called Bonespur.
Bonespur.
And as you also go, you see a young half-elf woman drinking by herself at a table with a And I guess the best way to say, like a warforged, is like about a 5 foot tall warforged butler. She's kind of dressed almost as like Indiana Jones type. But as you pass by her, when you go to take a second look, you also notice that she's changed from a half elf to a male halfling. As that continues on forth, you just see more and more humans. I think you've seen more humans at this particular spot than you have in any other place in Ghost Wharf. Sir Randall will go ahead and take a drink. As Sir Randall goes by, you see people, you know, cheersing to him, and he nods appropriately to them. And he says, what would you guys like to drink?
White Russian, please.
It's milk and whiskey.
Oh, I know what that is. I had a friend who used to drink those all the time.
Water
for you? That's the best one for all.
Specialty of the house, what you got?
Oh, we've got, whiskey, mead.
Classic.
Ale. We just got a shipment in of ale from this guy named Earl.
Not that. Please don't serve me that.
We also
love Earl. Hate the drink.
We also have a new strange liquor derived from potatoes.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that.
I think they're calling it Ka. So.
Ka.
Yeah.
Because that's what your mouth does when you drink it.
Ka. So, two white Russians for the ladies, water for the gentlemen, half orc, and Ka. Ka. For our halfling friend.
Halfling friend? Sure.
Are you a halfling?
No.
A rock gnome, buddy.
My apologies, sir.
No.
But yeah, the rock gnome will take some ka.
Okay. I'll get an extra for the rock gnome for me, please.
Can I get the water on rocks, please?
On rocks?
Can I get rocks in the water? Is what I mean.
You want literal rocks in the water.
It adds a flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. Silt.
Yeah.
The bartender will just look at the bartender will look at him incredulously, and the Sir Randall just go, just do it, just do it for him.
Nah.
And those he'll make the drinks. Sir Randall will just look at you guys and say, "Thanks so much again for helping out my son and Vicorius. You have my thanks if there's anything I can do for you." I mean, did you guys just come to Ghost Wharf? Is this your first time here?
Yeah.
Yep. Very first day.
Why are we here?
We're here for, well, I don't know why you're here. I know why we're here.
I don't know.
We came with him. Remember? We're just here.
I've been here.
Are we on vacation? No, I'm searching for the Black Decay. But I found the Black Decay, but it was a lie. I saw the Black Decay.
That was quite a roller coaster you just went on. I have no idea what you just said. What?
The Black Decay, it's a rot that's infesting the land. I saw it. Did you remember?
Yes, I remember the Black Decay.
Yeah, it was terrible. It's
freaking gross.
Yeah, have you dealt with that?
We did hear there was some Black Decay out there near the swampland, but it's kind of been isolated as we burned down most of it.
Oh.
Has it regrown itself?
Yeah, as a witch.
A witch.
That was bugs. That was spiders.
Yes.
That made a fish blob monster.
Did they have a name?
Oh, they yelled out a name. What was it?
I got slapped last time I said this name.
McMinimins.
Okay, not that one. There's a different word that I did get slapped when I said.
Gazarov.
Nope. Gazagoth.
Gazagoth.
What about Gazagoth?
That's the name we heard.
When?
The enemy to Eldath is Gazagoth.
What?
Oh, that's not great. Hey,
y'all, thanks for not slapping me.
Gazagoth.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because it's the enemy to Eldath.
What? Why are you looking like that?
Very
what his voice
what
sounds
are you doing?
Like.
It's also very evil, yes.
Oh, nothing. We met a devil. His name was Benjamin.
Oh.
That sounds fake.
Hey, why are you going back? We're talking about Gazagoth.
Yeah, that's the last thing you said before we ganked him.
Oh, that's the last thing the fish wants.
No,
that's the last thing Blagar said.
Oh, right. And then
the fish monster.
The fish monster said McMinimins.
He was like a demon spawn or something.
Well, we met McMinimins.
He was the sorcerer that...
He's out there still.
He is.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
He's
out there with his Cajun tots.
He provided the muscle wizards with their juice.
He's a bad fellow.
He almost killed me.
Oh,
wow.
I think he made the witch, right?
Right?
I think so. No. I don't remember the specifics of what Blagar said as he died.
I think it was just that word.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, I think he just said things.
Gasgoth.
Yeah,
very similar to our devil.
Who else great. Said Gasgoth? As Vicarius ripped off his beard.
Gasgoth.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
You guys should meet Vicarius. Vicarius is awesome.
Sir Randall, hey, this ringing a bell.
Sir Randall's is going to be listening to all this. He's like, I've heard of McMenamin. He is the alchemist sorcerer, the halfling alchemist sorcerer that's been running around. I think he's been providing what they've been calling the juice.
Mm-hmm. The juice, to the
new muscle wizards.
I have some.
I've been trying to find a way to meet with the muscle wizards leader, Bro-Bro, but
yes, we know where Bro-Bro
is. He's been kind
of
hard to find.
What an adorable name.
Bro-Bro is in the entertainment district.
He's gonna say, you guys have had quite a day being here. I mean, running into McMenamin. He's been wanted all over town just for selling his potions.
We were so close to killing him too.
You also, and then you guys said you fought the Black
Decay.
Decay out there?
Yeah, Blagar the Outcast.
And that's connected to McMenamin somehow.
Yes. Yes, we need to defeat McMenamin's because he is connected.
I don't know Gasgoth.
Gasgoth.
But you guys said that the devil. Said his name.
Yeah.
Before he died.
And then, yeah.
And you said the same thing happened to you guys?
To the squid, fish, whale monster, yeah.
From what I know, from my history, normally those who are in servitude of a particular demon before they die usually utter the name of those that they serve.
Mm,
it's all connected. Kind of the connecting tie between
them. How do you know that?
Oh, I used to be an adventurer before I was leader of the brigands.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this place like the crime capital of the continent? It sucks here.
Well, we do have quite a bit of crime, but I would say that, you know, you can't have a place that's free without having to do with some crime.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's an interesting take on it. I appreciate that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd look at it this way. I mean, we have a place here where you're free to mostly say what you want, do as you want, and so forth, you know. Comparatively to those of like over in New Hollow, where if you don't have magical powers, you're considered to be a second class citizen and aren't allowed certain privileges as others are.
Good thing I have magic.
What?
Hmm?
I'm moving on.
Yes.
We're putting a pin in that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
I'm not saying that crime in itself is a good thing, nor to be wanted. However, in this essence, to be able to express freedoms that you have and be able to do, you're going to have some of those unsavory types of people that are going to commit those kinds of things. And that's where, you know, sometimes you have to get dirty in order to get them back.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not pro-guard force by any means. A-gap, am I right? But we did come into town and then immediately get almost killed. Immediately.
Oh, maybe you're too trusting.
What's A-gap?
All guards are bastards. We did this already.
Oh.
We did this like 3 days ago.
Kangor's not good with anagrams.
We have to defeat Gasgoth. And if McMenamin's is connected to that, then we have to destroy him.
Do you have a spell?
What?
For that. Do you have like a locate object or something?
No. No. But we could go.
Kangor, you have magic now. Do you have a spell for that?
No.
But he also doesn't have anything of McMenamin's. We could go see. Sorry, Sir Randall, we're just dragging you into this.
Oh,
now.
That's fine.
We could go to the entertainment district and see Bro-Bro, and I'm sure Bro-Bro has some sort of knowledge of where McMenamin might be since he's supplying all the juice.
I mean, if you guys are wanting, you're more than welcome to go ahead and put in a quest, and, you know, we can find someone to help you along the way. Or, if you don't mind me putting forth, why don't you allow me to extend my hospitality, and if you feel comfortable, feel free to spend the night in one of our barracks rooms.
Yeah, we really...
You guys look quite beat up, so maybe it'd be a good idea to spend the night there.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Okay. Also, what are the brigands?
Well, the best way to put it, we're kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the Adventurers Guild.
Oh. Let's unpack that.
Sure.
What?
By unpack, he means explain all of it.
What does any of that mean?
What you got against redheads?
And stepchildren.
What's the Adventurer's Guild?
Well, yeah, like, let's just pretend like we're starting from square one.
All right, fair enough. The Adventurer's Guild, if you don't know already, the Adventurer's Guild is a place where people can put in quests for help.
Is that that board we walked by?
No, that is our board. The Adventurer's Guild is a little bit more, I have to say, upper class, I would say. They usually don't have anything that's less than 500 gold. Typically, and so a lot of people who need help can't afford to go to the Adventurers Guild, as well as they have a lot of rules that I don't agree with. Comparatively, sometimes you need to break into a bad person's home to find the information to prove that they are bad. Not exactly. I'm not. And the main thing for us is that we don't murder.
Oh,
good.
Totally unrelated to any of that. Just a hypothetical question: do you have a Thieves Guild here?
I guess in a way we kind of could be considered the Thieves Guild, not particularly the Thieves Guild, but particularly for us, it's we don't murder and we don't go after the impoverished. Typically we actually will do missions on the impoverished in which I will help supplement the reward out of my own coffers.
Oh.
Mm, so very nice.
Typically I try to help out those that are in need for the higher class looks down upon. Yes, I see you staring at me.
Sorry, Sir Randall, you just are very shiny.
Oh.
And that's not what I'm trying to do.
Ignore that. Keep going. Sorry.
He's going to go ahead and... I mean, your drinks are now served. He's like, go to the bartender and say, when they're finished drinking and having a meal and so forth, please take them up to barracks level 2. Make sure that they can find them a room to stay in.
Well, we all like helping the impoverished and destroying evil. Mm-hmm. So can we join the brigands?
I'm not about it. I'm not about that paperwork right now. Okay.
Well, I mean,
you just got here. You don't even.
They sound nice.
He's gonna say, yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to, but
nice.
And just to be able to, you have to be referenced. You have to be referenced by somebody first that's seen you in action.
Oh, Dabuya got us.
Well, do whatever you feel like you need to do, King Korn, but, you know, Blagar seemed nice when we first met him, too.
But yeah, but he was secretly Bugs.
Well...
Are you secretly Bugs?
No. How dare you?
I think only a person who was secretly Bugs might say that. Have you taken a look inside yourself lately?
Yes.
What'd you see?
Bugs?
No.
Blood, I know.
Lots of blood. I was badly injured.
You're going to hear a loud thump as the doors that you guys had walked through just suddenly swing wide open. Mm. And you're going to notice a very similar looking dragonborn in a kilt at the door.
This is nuts.
Dragonbard.
Oh! The dragon.
Oh, the hippie.
Is this Zarl Cam?
Yeah. And you're actually going to see, Serrano go, just yell out Zarl. And he's gonna say, excuse me. And he's going to go running towards Zarl and give him a giant hug, actually.
Okay.
Oh. Is he a brigand?
They're actually both going to leave out the front doors.
Abandon.
All right, bye.
Well, great. Good.
Not like you had anything to say about him.
Can I go check out this Bone Spur game?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Ooh, you want to take my dice?
What? Oh, my dice. Wait, no, I have dice.
Are they weighted? Come, mine are.
No, I have those snake eye dice, right?
Oh, you have my dice?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have them.
Well, hey, take my dice that you already have, I guess.
Oh, because we're playing with Kangor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Good, great. You already have the dice. Good. Go ahead. Have a good
Kangor's great at dice.
Okay.
Yeah, let me head over there.
You want to go and meet up with the group of tieflings?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, big guys, how's it going? And girls, I don't know what the makeup of the gender divide in this group is right now.
Hi, guys.
What do we got going on over here?
Gonna just kind of look at you just for a moment from you saying, hey, guys, and just not give you... They're just gonna just kind of have a puzzled look and then kind of go back to their game just for a second because they're in the middle of playing.
Can people get in on this? What's going on? Bonespur!
Out of the three tieflings actually kind of look almost like twins themselves. They all have a reddish hue skin, and they all have kind of like goat horns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just off of the side. Then, and yellow eyes, and you can also smell sulfur.
Okay.
But I think one of the few things is that they don't have tails, so.
Oh. Well, I could see what they looked like before I walked up. Right. Still want to play the game.
He's like, do you know how to play?
Nope, explain it all to me, please.
He's like, well, if you want to learn how, you have to pay.
What kind of money are we talking about?
Oh, we start off small, you know, five gold.
Count me in, slam. Five gold on two.
Okay, so he's going to tell you, the way he explains it is that it's pretty much done the same way as craps are. But then you have to...
Let's pretend like we don't know the rules to craps.
Hypothetically.
So, if you roll a 7 or an 11 on your first roll, you win automatically.
Okay.
But if you don't, then the next roll, whichever one is higher or lower...
I say in my head, I'm like, don't use my dice!
Yes. It's going to be...
I think. Noted.
You have to, then you're making a bet on whether it's going to be higher or lower from that. So, like, let's say you roll, say, an 8,
yeah.
Right? Then the next bet that you have on that is going to be higher, or if you're going to say it's going to be higher or lower from the next one.
Okay.
So, that's pretty much the game as they explain it to you.
Okay, well, let's play around, boys.
All right, why don't you go ahead and give me 2d6s?
I cast Detect Magic. Just to see what I can see in this room while that's happening.
How wide is the detect magic?
60 feet.
Okay. Yeah, that takes up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing this.
Yeah.
8.
8. Okay. They're gonna say, wager.
Is there a baby?
No. Is there a baby? No, it's a neighbor.
Hang on, let's put it.
Yeah, you know what? You're actually going to see a small, like, childcare center off to the corner.
Good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
There's, like, a playpen for little kids to play in. And you can see a couple of them are also playing Bonespur with candies.
Oh, Kangor will join them.
Kangor's going to go join the kids?
Yeah, there's a kid area. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That sounds nice.
That's creepy. They're going to go, what's your bet?
I go lower.
Okay.
Is there an ante? Is there like a raise?
Yeah. Wait, what are you gonna put in? What are you gonna put in for?
Above the 5.
Let's
just double it.
Okay, so you're gonna put 5 more in?
Yeah.
Okay, one of them's gonna go, I'm out. I can't. I'm not paying that much for that.
Sucker!
Another one. The other one's gonna go. I'll meet you up. I'm gonna say lower too. Mm-hmm. And the third one's gonna say, I'll go higher. So you got about 45 in the pot right now.
Nice. Let's do it. Boom, 6, baby.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you win. So, whoa. 45 divided by 2.
That's like
30. 22 and a half.
Yeah. So, you get 22 gold. The other one's going to take the third one for teaching you.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. Hey, buddy, let's go again.
You want to get? Okay, let's go again. Hot roll. Let's see. Hot roll. Put in your 5.
Done. Boom, 8 again.
Okay. What are we going to do, higher or lower?
Let's go higher.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're anting.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah.
You're going to go high.
Sorry, I'm new here.
You want to put 10 in this time? How about 20?
Yeah, let's do 10. Let's up it by 10.
Okay, yeah, let's go up by 10.
Let's do it.
Do you have all the money we got from last time?
No. This is my money.
And you're going lower again?
Okay.
I said higher.
You're going higher?
Yeah.
Okay, the other two are going to go lower.
All right. Well, 6. But that's fine.
Come easy, go.
You just lost all that gold that you earned.
Well, no, he gained. Oh, no, actually, what is it?
He put in 22. And then, I guess the
tasting. Yeah. Still have 7.
Yeah.
Let's go again. Third time's a charm.
Sure, but this time I'm going to roll.
Who's this?
This is going to be the one who touched.
Who's this? What's your name?
He says, my name doesn't matter when we're just playing in bed.
I'm just curious.
I don't feel like telling you my name.
Oh, come on.
Are you a member?
Come on. Yeah, I'm a member.
Oh, you are? Show me your brand.
Yeah. Here, there it is.
He's gonna go ahead and he's gonna show his brand. Pretty much just a tattoo.
Oh, I just signed up tonight. My branding is scheduled.
Oh, so
tomorrow.
you haven't even done the alley yet.
The alley? Oh, I've heard of the alley. I love the alley.
You love the alley?
Yes.
Tell me how fast you get through.
Oh, just a couple shakes of the tail. Sorry.
He's gonna tell
I know
you what.
I don't have tails.
You're so good on this. He's gonna go ahead and he's like, all right, I'm up in the ante. 20. 20 gold for this one.
Whoa. You can do it.
All right. All right. No name alley guy.
You got a 7.
Okay.
I think, does that mean
you just got 20 gold from you?
Wait, what do you mean you got a 7?
I told you.
If you get a 7 or 11.
If you get a 7 or 11 on the first roll.
Oh.
All right.
You said you want to keep playing?
Nah, I'm good. not unless we're staying strangers, no. I'm out.
You will notice that when he had rolled a 7, that there was a magical aura about that. For that particular one. You also notice within a lot of the other magical stuff that there seem to be a lot of people with magical weapons, including the tieflings. And the half-elf, tall halfling that you guys had seen before also is just reeking of magical ability, as well as the Warforged butler next to her, him.
That makes sense. Sure. Okay.
I
come back to the group.
He cheated.
Man, what are you gonna do?
Fair enough. Just wanted to let you know.
These guys had horns. I'm not gonna call them out about cheating.
Well, that's why you don't play.
Oh, games are fun. Leave me alone.
You don't play any of the thieves guild.
Oh.
In a thieves guild against who? Tieflings? Yeah. No. Why do I don't know what I'm talking about tieflings? No, I'm talking about in the thieves guild. You never put money down.
They are demon people.
So
now we're being racist.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we finally have come full circle around.
Great.
Man, games are games. Everyone's playing games.
Yeah.
How much money do you have?
What do you mean, how much money do I have?
What do you
do? Well, you care, Kangor.
Hey, that's a
possession
question.
Kangor, do you need some money?
I think so. Because I notice people wear armor, and I just don't wear clothes.
I think it's not a bad thing.
People usually don't get hurt if they wear armor.
That's...
So I think I want to buy armor.
That follows. It's good logic.
Sure.
But I don't have any money.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Kangor, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I will buy you some armor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's got to have that guy's brand on it.
Kevin.
Absolutely not.
Wait, that guy's name was Kevin?
Was it Kevin? I can't remember.
No, not the guy. The dude who was trying to sell you the shit armor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Kevin.
Yeah. That's what I was like. I was like, that was Kevin.
Kevin embroidered.
Made by Kevin.
I'll wear whoever.
No, we're not buying you Kevin armor. It's cheap.
We also have to go to Knick Knacks.
Well, no, it's expensive.
Well, it's expensive, but it's cheaply made is what I'm saying. Anyway, we can do that for you.
Sure.
It's fine.
We also need to go to Knick Knacks.
We will also go to Knick Knacks, but first, I want to go to bed. I have blood all over my face.
Yeah.
Everything's terrible.
We're badly beaten.
Okay. You'll tell the bartender, and he'll bring one of his... co-workers up and explain the situation. They'll bring you upstairs. You guys will be sharing a small room with two bunk beds in it. Nice. But they'll show you that across down the hall, they have something which is actually exceptionally rare. Those particular parts, they have a full bathroom.
Wow.
Plumbing bathroom.
Indoor plumbing.
And...
Yeah, dang!
They have a arcane fire which can make the water warm.
Oh.
Ooh, that's very exciting. I'm definitely doing that.
Warm water.
So if you guys wish, you can go ahead and clean yourselves up and take a rest.
Yes.
Well, Odd Thurl isn't going to take a bath, I assume.
No. I've already curled up. I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna pray and then go to sleep.
I call top bunk.
Okay, Craggle got one of the top bunks.
I don't have a preference, but I am also going to spend some time meditating, I guess, not praying, but that's what I'm gonna do before I go to bed.
Okay.
I'm gonna wind down by crafting a little clockwork dealy.
Okay. Sure.
Cute.
Yeah, I'll sit in the corner and pray for a bit, and then go to whatever bed.
Okay. I think, so...
I curled up on the floor, don't worry.
Yeah, you've... Oh, you didn't want to crawl into bed?
No.
So you've already kind of knocked out. Everyone else is kind of getting prepared. As you guys are going to hear a soft knock on the door.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll open it, yeah.
All right, you'll open it, and it's Zarl.
Okay.
And he's come by, he's like, oh, I see you guys have made it to Ghost Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's not his voice. Oh, wow, you guys have made it.
All right.
So good to see you guys.
Yeah. Oh, the Dragonborn guy? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi, we're actually trying to sleep at the moment.
Oh, no, I just wanted to come by and say, see how y'all were doing. I was talking with Sir Randall, and he kind of thinks you guys would be great if you guys made brigands.
Oh.
Oh, that would be great.
I said that I would go up and I'd talk to him, but I didn't think you guys would be that interested in it.
We haven't really discussed it yet. Some of us are more...
Are you purring?
Yeah, she's asleep.
Oh. Oh, that's adorable.
We kind of need to discuss it as a group first. You know, not all of us are as gung-ho as others.
So. I heard there was paperwork and something called the Alley.
And a brand, which I'm not a fan of necessarily.
But destroying evil.
We can do that by ourselves. We have done it by ourselves. Listen.
Zarl, what do you know?
Zarl's gonna, he's gonna tell you, he's like, well, the Alley's the initiation. Sorry. Keep doing this.
Oh, well, the Alley is like the initiation process you have to go through because they need to make sure that you can, like, handle yourselves. But I mean, like, I've kind of seen you guys in action already. So I think you can.
Barely.
I've seen you guys do. However, the brand is more of like a tattoo. But that's something I can discuss later. I just wanted to come and talk to you guys before you went to bed. And we just wanted to kind of maybe put the thought into you about possibly joining the brigands, because we could probably use a good group like you right now.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a PR move, I see.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
I'll tell you later.
He's like, I'll just come see you guys in the morning, all right?
Sure. Okay, bye! I shut the door on him.
It was nice.
Yep.
I suppose.
I'm going to go back to meditating.
Okay. And now we're just going to go ahead and say that everybody goes to bed, sleep, whatever.
Yeah. I already re-prepared my spells, so.
Awesome.
Can't borrow pants. What?
Pencils.
Oh, I think
it's a pants.
That's what I thought too.
Pants.
We're going to buy you some armor.
Kangaroo, my pants are not going to fit you.
I have pants. Need a pencil.
As you lie down to rest, Top Card, a serene, calming feeling washes over your consciousness. The room surrounding you begins to get hazy and fade to a dark gray as you fall deeper into sleep. Soon that gives way as the warmth from the room begins to turn cold, and a dark void eats away at the calming gray that was once there before. A voice calls out from the nothingness. Hello, little one. Your attention, please. The dark void collapses onto itself into a world of familiar gray. Gray skies upon an empty landscape of ash and sand. Small zephyrs blow past you as you gain consciousness. Thank you, little one, for accepting the call from our master. The small zephyrs become silent as the sand begins to shudder and move, forming itself into the form of a tall, gauntly mind flayer. It looks as if its left eye has been torn out from a long time ago, and skin has healed over its empty socket. As it speaks, its tentacles part, and you can see its lamprey-like mouth, its jaws moving from side to side as it speaks its words. You surprised us during that incident with that grotesque druid and that nebbish halfling. The overseers for sure thought you were a lost cause and did disgrace us in battle. I, however, beg to differ. I did have the most delightful chuckle when you won a battle and lashed out at that vile nature lover. Although I was disappointed when you let that halfling go. The Great One himself was pleased in your more recent endeavors and has deemed you worthy as one of his new wards. This is a promotion, and with promotions come privileges. From the ashen sand, a large square erupts and forms into a dark spellbook. The book is gray as the sand it was made from. Forms upon the cover, you see the sigil of the Great Old One. It forms right in the upper right corner, a runic circle embossed with the tendrils of his grace, trailing down the spine of the cover. And inside, the only color you can see is a deep blue. For what erupts from that bluish light in that runic circle is an eyeball that seems familiar and makes its home in the center of the circle. The eye surveys the scene and then stares directly at you, and it is now that you notice that the eye itself was once your very own. The book seems to become excited as if it recognizes you and starts to flutter. At this time, though, the mind flayer reaches out and grasps the book with one hand and whispers to it, "Sleep." As he does, the book becomes drowsy and suddenly becomes as inert as if it never even had a consciousness that you just viewed. This book is the expansion of the pact that you made with the Great Master. Inside are magical secrets that can expand upon your power. The eye, one of your sacrifices, I do believe, binds the book to you and you alone. However, before you accept this prize, you should know that with privileges begets responsibilities. You now notice that the focus that you had on the book and on the mind flayer had caused you to ignore the surroundings, and you now notice that the sand around you has begun to form what looks like fallen figures from a massive battle. You look behind you and you can see what looks like the great wall of Ghost Wharf when you had first arrived, but it looks like it has now become decimated, shattered, in ruins. In front of you, and what looks like from behind the mind flayer, has erupted a mushroom-shaped cloud of sand in the distance. And in this large mushroom-shaped cloud, you start to notice large flecks of black, like a decay slowly forming within inside the cloud. As this decay reaches up into the heavens itself, the clouds begin to darken, and black ash begins to snow around you. Internally, you start to build an unsettling fear as it eats away from you inside. Although the ash does not seem to touch you as if a magical aura protects you, you do notice that these sand figures that were built up before have begun to burn when the flakes touch the fallen forms. The cloud in the distance begins to roar as it now becomes a charging sandstorm, rushing in from that far distance that you noticed from before. The Mind Flayer seems to pay no attention to this as he stares directly at you. There is a force that is growing on your plane. At first it seemed inconsequential, but over time it has grown from an annoyance to a possible threat if given enough time. The Great One would like for you to find this power and stop them. The Mind Flayer motions for you to come closer, and you find your body walking against your will towards him, like a puppet, but you cannot see or find the strings. The ashen snow falling down begins to touch, burning your fur and flesh with every step that you take. It means to feast upon this world and challenge the immortals themselves. From watching you, I know that you do not care about the rest of this world. Most of them you could care if they died in such a horrific fashion. However, there are some that I would say you would prefer not to be harmed. As it speaks these words, you notice the bodies in the sand become much more detailed. As you notice, they become the bodies of Vicorius, Dabuya, Craggle, and Kangor. Their bodies look broken and beaten, and begin to burn from the ashen snow. The sandstorm growing ever closer, howling ever louder. But there is at least one. One that you would protect more than anyone else on this wretched planet. More than the Master himself. Even more than your own life. At this time, the sand begins to form into the shape of Oddthrill in front of the Mind Flayer. As you reach out to her, her own sand-like form reaches out to you. And you can see that the snow has begun to burn her form. So you reach out even harder, trying to protect her. But before you can grab her hand, Oddthrill's form is lifted up into the air and devoured into the sandstorm, who has grown ever louder and is almost on top of you. Once you take this book, you will become a charge of the Great One. You will search out and destroy this power in our Master's name. Take the book and manifest destiny. With no hesitation, you reach out for the book and grasp it in your hands. You can feel the power that it has course through your veins, like magma escaping a volcano. By now, the sandstorm has now engulfed you and the Mind Flayer, swirling around you like a tornado, with you stuck in the center. Now go forth and serve the Great One. Find the others the Great One has tasked with this mission, and consolidate your power. And find that miserable halfling, and kill him. And bring honor back to our name. Do this, and I promise to give back to you all in which you have given up. And at this moment, a dark object has now come forth, which is shown to be a massive skull the size of a house, as it comes down, devouring you and the Mind Flayer in one fell swoop. Then you awake in your barracks room and find the rest of your party still asleep. You look to your fur for any burns from before, but find nothing. As you lay your head back, you feel an object stuffed behind your pillow and pull out the book, the mystical spellbook embossed with one of your missing eyes. Inside, you find a note with instructions for a communication spell. In the postscript to the note, it says, "Don't fail my belief in you. Signed, Zelenaru."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Party Fish Media.